We are now up to Simen Shin Samach Zayin Sif Aleph. Shin Samach Zayin is one Sif, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Ishto Shel Odom Ma'areves Lo Shalom Midato. The Gemara makes such a statement that Ishto Shel Odom Ma'areves Lo Shalom Midato, one's wife, can make an Erev Chatzeres for him without his das, without his knowledge. The Gemara asks Akasha, where it says that you can't. And the Gemara gives a teretz, and the Rishonim have their own way of interpreting exactly what the halacha is. The first day is Tosfos and the Rosh, and later the Mechaber is going to bring the Shita of the Rambam. So let's go through the first Shita first. Ishto shel adam areves lo shelo midato, afilu im micha bo shelo la'arev. The first Shita says that even if he was micha bo, even if he told her, I don't want an Erev, she can make an Erev anyway. Vafilu en rogil la'arev imahim. Even though he is not generally, he does not join in the Erev. Vahani mili, and this is the way they understand the Gemara's teretz, kisha osir aleim. Kisha osir aleim means that he asers on them because his bias is open to their chotzer, and that's the only way to get in and out of his house. Kagon shein abayis pasuach ela liosa chotzer. The house has only one entrance and exit, or if it has more, but they're all through this chotzer. Aval imu pasuach l'shtei chatzeres. But what happens if it's open to two chatzeres? Ba'achas rogel lotzeis v'lovo todir. Sha'osar aleim. In one of them, he always comes in and out. Where the halachi is that therefore he asers on them, he is mechay of them to have an heir of chatzeris. Uba'achas in a rogel lotzeis v'lovo, and the other one not. Berogel sha'osar, in the one that he normally goes through and asers, ma'areva shalo lidaito, she could be ma'arev against his will. Afilein a rogel la'arev. Ubishein a rogel lotzeis v'lovo nami, afal pi she'ein osar. And this other one where he doesn't aser, so there, im rogulasis imahim, if he normally is ma'arev and now he's not around, so his wife can do it, ma'areve shalolidato, even if he's not around. Avalim eina oser, v'gam eina rogulasis, but in a situation where we're talking about a chotzer that he only occasionally walks through, so he doesn't aser, and he doesn't normally make an erev with them, eina ma'areve shalolidato, she cannot be ma'arev without his knowledge. Says the Mechaber now, v'chol zman shalom micha ba beferish, so long as he hasn't protested explicitly, afilu mein arogel la'arev imoim, ve'ein oser ma'areve shalom bidiyoso. So long as he hasn't protested, she is allowed to make the heir of shalom bidiyoso. Why is that? The mistama nichale. Because we say that unless there's some specific situation where a person doesn't want to be mishtatif in the heir of, a regular person would want to. Now, the basic yesod of this halacha, where we see that the Mechaber is saying afilu imichabo, even if he said he doesn't want to be part of the Erev. So the way the Rishonim explain it, that Chazal relied on the concept of Ishto Kigufo, and they said that her consent is sufficient for the sake of somebody who is at odds with his neighbors, and Bedafka will not want to join in the Erev, so that they're not going to be able to carry on Shabbos. So Chazal, in order to avoid such a situation, they gave a din of Ishto Kegufo and said that her consent is sufficient. And the rule will be that if it's a chotzer that he asers on, then it's even if Micha. If it's a chaser that he doesn't aser on, so if he is rogil to be ma'arev with them, then she is allowed to. And if he was mocha, then she could not be ma'arev. The next thing, aval eina yechola lezakos mishalo la'acherim shalo bidiyasa. Now, in an erev, there are two ways of doing it. We said one is that everybody gives their own and they join in. The other one is that one person takes and is mezaka for everybody. So the halacha is that while a wife can go ahead and say, yes, my husband also wants to be mishtatev in this erev, she cannot go ahead and be mezaka to everybody else from her husband's money. She doesn't have the right to do that. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if she has extra money from her support, he gives her money to do her shopping, and what she does is she skimps a little bit and eats a little less and uses that money for the Erev and is mezaka everybody in it. That's her money. She's certainly allowed to do that. V'im'ein ha'bal v'isha b'hi'ir. Now, what about a case where neither of them is there? So the halach is, and this is back to the Gemara there, Yecholim b'nei abayis la'arev shelo b'diyaso, im'ein abayis pasuach elo chotzer echad. If you have a case where he asers on them, meaning that there's only one entrance to his house, and that's through this chotzer. Or he has two entrances, but there's one that he always uses, and he generally makes an erev with them. So the halachi is that they can be mezaka for him, and they can make him a member of this erev without him knowing. But to actually take some of his food without the consent of at least some family member, that the Bnei HaChatzer couldn't do. So the only thing they could do is they could be mezakim as part of the Erev, since that's what he normally does. Afilu rogeli mayim va'osar aleim. Even if he normally chips into the Erev, that doesn't justify taking his food, his bread, without the consent of either some member of the family. So this is all the first Shita, the Shita of Tosfos and the Rosh, which is that there is a halacha of a wife making an Erev when her husband protested, and that is in the case where he's Osir Aleya. The Yesh Omrim, this is the Shitas HaRambam, Dein Ishto Mareves Ela Shalo Bidiyoso, Avalim Omer She'ena Rotzel Arvim Oem Lo. This Shita holds that it's only that she doesn't have to go and ask him. But if he said straight out, I do not want the Erev, then Ishto Kegufo will not help. Then she cannot make it. So we have a basic machlokas. When the Gemara answered that Ma'arevis Olav Shalom Midato, in a case where he is Osir Aleihem, where he has only one entrance to the chotzer, the one entrance to the house, and that's through this particular chotzer, that the wife can do it Shalom Bidiyaso, Shalom Midato, the first sheet that tells us in the Rosh, they learn even if he was Moche, even if he protested. Whereas the second sheet, which is the sheet of Sarambam, is only if he didn't say anything. But if he clearly protested, then she wouldn't be able to. What happens if he normally makes the Erev with them, but now he doesn't want to? So there the Rambam says they can take Bal Karcho. And if he's not Ragil, then they wouldn't have the right to be called for him, but they can go to Bezdin. Oh, are you Bezdin Yordan Lenachosov, or Bezdin will actually confiscate his property. So this is the basic machlokas, and the Shaila is, what is the Ikar Adin? So the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik from the Mechaber. When he has a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, the rule is that the Ikar Adin is the Stam, which means like Tosfos in the Rosh, not like the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rambam Shita is not a Das Yochid, it's a Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, and that one should really be choshish for it, and not allow a woman to make an Erev for her husband, Bal Korcho, meaning once he protested and said that he didn't want to. Hagos says the Ramah, Mi she'eno rogil la'arev v'irev in b'nei ha'chotzer. Somebody who is not rogil la'arev, but ended up making an Erev. V'chozer me'eruvo, and then he was chozer. He said, you know, I changed my mind, I don't want to. Tzorech lazar v'liskos. And then he changed his mind back, he has to go and be zocha again. What's pshat he has to be zocha again? So the Mishnah Berurah's maskan is that he doesn't have to make any kinyanim. What he has to do is say, I changed my mind, I agree that the Erev should be a good Erev. Avlem rogel la'arev heve'eruve bal karcho. If he is Ruggle to be Ma'ariv, and he was Ma'ariv this time, even though now he says, I no longer want to be Ma'ariv, his Erev is still good. He does not have to have the Erev redone on the basis of his statement, I want the Erev.